Welcome to Any Questions. This is resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel, and I get to say hello to you this time because WAMC's very own Ian Pickus has a list of questions in his hot little hands just waiting to ask me. Ian, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's Friday night of Memorial Day weekend, and folks, we've made it.
We've made it to what?
We've persevered. We've made it through the last 2 months. But Mike, before I can do this week's show, let's clear up your challenge from last time.
I said, start with the phrase, go the distance. Change one letter to an N, and you can spell an 8-letter word for an action that a student might get caught doing, and a 5-letter word for what that student might have when they get caught. What are the words? Well, if you change the D to an N, you can spell cheating and notes.
And we'll have none of that on this week's show, please. Well, as you noted, we're heading into a 3-day weekend for Memorial Day. And in normal times, that would mean a lot of car sales. For today's show, each answer will begin with a car model for you to figure out. You take part of that off, like any good salesman, and that will lead you to the right answer.
Okay, I think I understood that. I guess we'll find out, won't we?
A Chevrolet model that dates back to 1966 becomes a necessity for a Zoom meeting during this coronavirus lockdown.
So the Chevrolet model you're talking about is a Camaro, and if I take part of that off, I get a Cam.
You got it. Make sense?
No, but okay.
Actually, Chevy stopped making the Camaro in 2002, but it returned to production in 2009. An early Ford, once called the most influential automobile of the 20th century, becomes a poetic form favored by Keats.
Oh, tricky. I'm going to start with, I'm guessing, the Model T. And I get to take a little bit off of each end this time to get an ode.
That's right. The first Model T cost about $825 in 1908. A 5-door Honda hatchback becomes a 1986 Stephen King novel adapted on screen in 1990 and in 2017.
So if you take the Honda Fit and drop the F, you can get it.
And in a bit of retroactive continuity, the 2017 remake, It, is now known as It Chapter 1. Because a sequel came out in 2019. All right, number 4. An unsafe at any speed target becomes a nickname for Michael Jordan.
The unsafe at any speed car is the Corvair. And then take off the bit in the front and the nickname for Michael Jordan is Air.
That's right. And the book by Ralph Nader is subtitled The Designed-In Dangers of the American Automobile. And this week, an original pair of Nike Air Jordan sneakers sold for $560,000. They were game-worn and signed by Jordan. And finally, a Jeep compact SUV becomes a word in a 1653 book about fishing by Isaac Walton.
I don't know what it says about me that I actually started with the book and worked backwards on this one. So the Jeep you want to start with is the Wrangler. And if you take off the first two letters, you can get the word angler, as in the complete angler.
That's right. And of course, it's got the odd spelling that was later referenced in the 1982 documentary, The Complete Beatles. Well, it was good to be like Mike this week. He went 5 for 5 on our car sale. How about you? Let us know. quiz@wamc.org.
And after you finish listening to this show, buckle on up and head over to wamc.org/anyquestions to revisit those questions if you'd like to take another spin around the block in them. Some extra credit over there, and there's also a challenge. Ian.
100-1-5-1-100 is another way of describing what popular car? Mike Nothnagel is Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, and other outlets. Mike, you get to work on that challenge. Have a fabulous Memorial Day, and we'll be back at the same time next week.
We will see you soon.